Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diamond Live, rocketing at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live. Right now, it's about 2-ish, a little after 2 p.m. here on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where you are listening to us. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to a rerun of this fine fest of festivities. And or you've downloaded us as a podcast at Stitcher, iTunes, or crabdiving.com. Any way you allow us in, we're eternally grateful. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. It's consensual.
Consensual.
Let us in consensually to the fest. This is the fest of festivities. You're right, because it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is your birthday.
It is tomorrow.
Dee dee dee.
It is my birthday.
What do you have? Any what words do you have for your fans, for the audience?
What words do
I
have?
It's your birthday. It's you've had another year on this planet. What are your thoughts? You're a pundit.
God, I don't know. Tune in for the next couple of hours.
Do you have any criticisms?
Give me a topic.
You want to offer the universe?
Oh,
having
don't have that kind of time for
what
criticisms. Is this like Festivus?
Right. Kate, get out the bowl. We're airing grievances. Use that microphone stand.
That's the great. Festivus that was poll. One of the best things about, you know, they're coming out on Hulu. I guess the all of Seinfeld,
right,
is going on to Hulu.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, by the way. And but the Festivus thing, the airing of grievances, was really just a stroke of genius, because that happens anyway.
I was about to say
that. In many houses.
You're sort of capitalizing on what's right. Already there.
Right. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Holy cow, so much has been going on in Crab Diving Empire. We appreciate all the feedback, all the listeners, all the downloads, all the weed you're sending us.
Danke.
Nobody's sending us weed, but...
No, that's illegal.
There's an idea.
Yeah. Is it legal? I'm so sorry. Is it legal to mail marijuana within the state?
No.
Because...
No. Oh. I can't imagine... Under any circumstances, that even in states where it's legal, that they abide by the mailing of the weed.
Oh, okay. Well,
not that it doesn't happen.
No.
Happen. As Brent the Hollywood Hick, listen to Brent. Brand new show tonight, 7 p.m., streaming live for your ear holes.
Yes.
Mother Trekkers. Brent will be covering some stories. In fact, Brent may be calling in here in a few minutes. We've got. We need him as our entertainment correspondent to deal with one of the headlines we're going to be talking about in a few minutes here. But we'll get to that when Brent calls.
It's the Rape and Duggars.
We'll get to it now.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, by the way, tomorrow on your birthday, we have a brand new Cantilinguist episode coming out. Talking about the latest in weed.
Weed-tastic 420-nistude for you, everyone. The latest marijuana news, medical marijuana news, reviews, product reviews.
For sure, man.
And comedy-tastic-tude for you.
Hashtag MMOT.
420 they celebrate because they're on at 4 p.m. Pacific. So usually yes. at the 420 mark in the show, they try to commemorate the moment.
They take a big fat bong rip.
So much going on in the universe, ladies and gentlemen. So much light deserving to be shown on so much right-wing nut jobbery, bullshittery, assholery, and fuckwatery.
We are pulling back the curtain on the bullshit!
It's staggering the amount of shit that's been going on all of the everywhere on all of the blogs and everything. We can hit right now. I guess we can see what's going on first in the headlines.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Koreatown, Los Angeles, ladies and gentlemen, the headlines from the commie pinko liberal
effete
Huffington Post on this Dateline,
damn it,
May 22nd, 2015. Trying to hit that post there.
You did great.
We check on see what's. What's on the Huffington Post, ladies and gentlemen? See what's going on in the world of Ariana Huffington. It ain't good news.
Oh, come on.
It looks like a scene out of fucking Mad Max, but it's I'm sure Toyota is thrilled that one of their trucks is being used to advertise this, but it's a truck going through the tundra with... Oh, I'd say that's a 50 caliber mounted on the back.
What are you talking about?
With an ISIS-y looking dude driving and another ISIS-y looking dude manning the big old scary gun.
Bad news.
And it says ISIS on the rampage. And this is on the Huffington Post. God. This isn't Drudge. This isn't Breitbart.
Oh, shit.
This is over on the HuffPo.
So this must be real bad.
The Islamic State fighters, it says, pressed an advance east of Ramadi on Friday.
I don't know where the fuck that is.
nowhere, the Ramadi. Nowhere we want to be.
The Ramadi Inn.
After breaching Iraqi defenses outside the city that they overran last weekend, which is a major slap in the schlong for the Baghdad government.
I was just looking at the picture in that article. Is that building shot out with bullets shit?
That would be a building that the technical term is they shot the fuck out of it. The fall of Ramadi. Is this the one where they have? Oh no, that's not even the one. There's the other one.
Is Ramadi a fucking country?
It's a town in Iraq that ain't. Really that scared that far from Baghdad.
Wait a second. Pump the brakes there at Vile Experience. I thought Operation Iraqi Freedom fucking fixed all this.
Maybe we're engaged in some sort of feint.
Maybe.
Or something where we're luring them into a trap, but they...
Oh, this is fake? This is how we're handling ISIS? Blazing Saddles
sure.
style?
Absolutely. the president's like, we're not losing to ISIS.
Maybe we need to do a remake of Blazing Saddles and have the bad guys be ISIS.
Can't have a remake.
Oh, come on. Ashton Kutcher playing Gene Wilder's part. Right. Perfect.
How dare you.
Well.
The one I was talking about is in Syria.
Oopsie.
And I can't think of Palmyra. It's ancient ruins, like amazing, beautiful ancient ruins that
yes.
they think now ISIS has taken over. And the way ISIS works, they usually blow shit like that up.
Why?
Because they view anything pre-Islam as bad.
God, that reminds me of like a lot of the right wing nut jobs in this country when they're talking about Jesus and that and bullshit of that nature.
Well, yeah. There's a lot of similarities. They get pissed off about it here in America.
Fuck you, hippie.
when they're compared to ISIS or stuff like that.
But, burn in hell.
And then they'll say, well, we ain't killing nobody.
Right.
We ain't chopping off no heads.
But we could. Well, we would if we could.
No, you're just covering up the diddling that's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, Duggars. You're worse than
Catholics.
ISIS. Yes. Oh, good God, yes.
So that's the headline over there. It's just a fucking shit barrel of craziness over in the Mideast, in that area, that whole ISIS, the Iraq and Syria area is just, it's so complicated because the guys that are kind of helping us in Syria are Iran.
But they're brown.
Well, we don't like Iran. And,
what?
And then you got that whole Shia and Sunni thing where they're saying that the town wasn't, they ditched the town because they're Shia and the Sunni, the, you know, it's, or the other way around. I don't know. I don't
Which
know.
One wears a turban?
It's just it's just a giant shitstorm there. So to think there's just some easy, you know, let's just go back and bomb them. Well, if we hadn't pulled out, if that Negro in the White House hadn't pulled out of Iraq, like George Bush had it won.
Oh, yes.
That's the current.
Mission accomplished. You fucked it up.
Right. That's the current revisionist history. George had it under control.
Hey, do you agree with this statement? The Catholics are to molestation, just like ISIS is to beheading.
The Catholics are to molestation,
yeah.
As to ISIS is to beheading. I mean, I guess their most heinous crime?
Yes. I don't know. I don't know.
Although ISIS is a little more... I was just going to say ISIS makes videos, but God knows what the priests got going on.
We don't know.
On their hard drives.
We don't know what goes on in the bowels of Vatican City.
Now that priests have access to technology everyone else does.
Wait a second. We there's a guy. What's that priest in Vatican City that's reenacting something?
He was having people dress up. He was let go.
Oh, they fired him. Okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, he was on Craigslist getting guys to to dress up as Judas, and he would condemn them and spank them.
Oh, God. What a freak. That guy's freaky.
Yeah, and then he would go and say Mass.
Yeah.
So, bad news from over in the Iraq area.
Womp, womp.
Shit's still going on there. Meanwhile, you know, this whole no boots on the ground thing, you know, we've already had special forces in Syria, so that's kind of out the fucking window.
But that's like covert and shit. We're not supposed
to real boots.
Yeah, we're not supposed to know of that. Don't think of it at Vile Experience.
They announced it. They said they had a special forces raid that went in and killed some mucky muck.
Right. We got to get these robots.
Which meant there was, yeah.
We got to put pistols on our Roombas.
Getting robots for every great. So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post. Let's dumb it down, ladies and gentlemen. Hold your breath.
Too late.
Stick your head underwater for 3.8 minutes.
Right.
And you'll be the right IQ to understand what's going on over at the Drudge Report. Matt Drudge.
Dick.
You never hear from him personally. He wears a hat, I guess.
Shit, why would you? Dude, I would just throw up shitty links on my fucking shitty page all day.
This is new. This is new news. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
A 5.3 magnitude earthquake.
Oh, fuck. Where?
Has struck Las Vegas.
What?
Save the strippers.
No. What about a tsunami? Will we be hit with a...
Of what?
Well,
of STDs coming from Vegas?
I mean,
there's a chlamydia cloud that's been stirred up.
I'm not a fucking meteorologist, but aren't these earthquakes followed by tsunamis?
Where there's water.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, there's... okay.
Vegas is kind of in the middle of the desert.
I know. I was just thinking maybe there might be another, you know, earthquake out in the ocean.
Residual stuff?
Residual flare-up. That doesn't make any sense.
The quake hit at a couple hours ago, I guess, was centered 24 miles southwest of Caliente, which is near Vegas.
Shithole. Anything near Vegas that's not Vegas is a shithole. And actually, Vegas is a shithole.
The state closed a portion of the spaghetti bowl to inspect a ramp for possible damages.
What the fuck is that? The spaghetti bowl?
Maybe it's a interchange. Maybe it's a spaghetti. It's a colloquial name for a freeway interchange near downtown Vegas.
Oh, the more you know, squirt.
So there you go. It's a it's some bullshit. Wow, I see why they call it the spaghetti bowl. It looks like spaghetti. There's like 20 different highways and roads all crisscrossing.
We got to get out of this driving bullshit.
All roads lead to Vegas.
That's right.
Is
that a bad five? That's bad,
that's
right?
That's a pretty significant earthquake.
But it happened in the middle of fucking nowhere in Caliente. So, you know, everybody's okay, right?
Yeah, I guess. It was felt across southern Nevada as far away as Irvine.
Oh, Irvine, California?
We didn't feel it here.
No.
A couple of items fell from the shelves in a Caliente grocery store, but there was no serious damage.
Really?
To the old building at Priest Elementary School.
What? Oh, rename it. Rebranding. Priest Elementary School.
God dang.
Really don't. I mean, we just don't want to associate children with the Catholic Church if we can fucking help it. Because they're a little rapey, the Catholics. FYI.
Not all.
No, but some of them that are in charge.
They said the shaking seemed to go on for about 15 to 30 seconds.
Oh, shit.
And God, 30 seconds is a long time when the world's a shaking.
I know.
A few people ran outside. Four significant aftershocks. Within the hour after, a 3.8, a 3.0, a 3.4, then a 2.5.
I mean, it, sort of stories like this make me want to get the fuck out of L.A. and live somewhere else. But then everywhere has earthquakes, right?
Especially if they're fracking. A woman in Southwest Mesquite said her husband was sitting in his reclining rocking chair watching a movie when the chair began to rock on its own.
Is this earthquake worse than the one in Nepal? Or is it not as bad?
No. But you said no stretch of the imagination.
You said some items fell from the shelf at a grocery store.
Well, this did affect white people, so...
No!
I would think the people here are far more concerned about
guys,
that.
We have to protect white people at all costs.
Although, what would the people of Nepal be? Would they be...
Well, not white. Asian.
Well, Asian, but what type of Asian?
Nepalese.
So there you go. She said, Betty Richer, 65, said her husband's chair rocked for about 20 seconds after the start of the quake. She said the couch that she was sitting on felt as if someone was shaking it back and forth.
I put a quarter in it. It was magic fingers.
She said the last time she had experienced a quake was when they lived in Colorado. Nothing like this, though, she said. Lampshades were swaying. The home ceilings fan shook. Abnormally for about 30 seconds after the quake, she said. But they didn't feel any aftershocks
right there.
So I have a feeling she hasn't felt any aftershocks for a while.
Ha!
take that as you will.
Ba-dum!
I don't know why I said that.
That's a good one.
Disparaging on poor Betty.
She's
probably a sex pot. I just watched a crazy L.A. Angels catch.
Really? Who was it? Trout?
He slammed into left field catching. He slammed into the wall over in left field. It's one of those fucking videos that pops up on a goddamn website. So I don't know. It's highlights of the MLB, which are...
That's Martin Prado. That should be...
start.
It's a Martin Prado. That should be the Marlins.
That was before. Okay, wait a second.
Oh.
It's Matt Joyce.
Yeah. Matt Joyce.
There you go.
Formerly of the Rays. He's a big disappointment this year, not hitting very well.
So the big news on the Drudge is the quake in Vegas.
Be-dee-dee-dee.
Did you hear about... give us a call, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS, if you like.
I thought Brent was calling in.
He said he'll be calling. He'll be calling in soon. The also, you can tweet us during the show, which is at Crab Diving. We keep one of our eye holes open on the Twitter. Also, did you see about Aaron Hernandez? Like he's
it's going well for him.
He's got a new neck tat that they're saying is gang related.
No, that's nice.
He has already been in a fight. They're saying he acted as lookout for over a brawl. And they think he's already building his little fiefdom, his little gang. I think he's in the
inside.
Bloods. Yeah, he's in the Bloods. So,
oh God!
This headline says he's already building a prison network around him.
How does anyone know that? How can you tell?
Don't ask me. This is Drudge Report, so it's got to be true.
I mean, he has friends in there. Yes. Oh, look, Brent's calling right now, everybody.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
The Hollywood Hick is ringing in.
Hot off the presses, right before we start the next story, I believe, calling in is Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick. Are you there, Brent? We can't hear him.
Oh, shit. It's doing that audio thing again.
It's doing that audio thing again, Brent. Hold on 1 second. We'll get to you momentarily. You could probably hear us, but we can't hear you. The Hollywood Hick calling in. Listen to the Hollywood Hick, ladies and gentlemen, here on the network, streaming for your ear holes.
Hello?
A brand new sparkling one tonight at 7 p.m. And it reruns, actually, on the 7s. There's brand new ones on Tuesday and Fridays at 7 p.m. But every day on the 7s here for you. We'll be playing it for you as a rerun.
That's right.
I think we're having some technical difficulties. Yeah.
Same thing as yesterday. I don't know what the fuck.
We may need to try to reconnect with Brent momentarily. So we apologize for the delay.
Call back, Brent, please. Yeah, fucking.
The world's oldest person, it says. Take a guess.
How many? 113.
Oh, older.
Oh, shit.
116.
How is that possible?
Geraldine Talley was born in Montrose, Georgia. Holy shit. May 23rd, same birthday as me.
Oh.
1899.
Oh, my God.
1899. She's been in Michigan since 1935.
Hello, Brent. Are you on the phone?
Oh, God. We got some weird shit going on here.
Hello?
Can you still not hear
me? Oh, shit.
Wait, there he is.
We jiggled it.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
With that dude.
Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick. How's it going, man?
I'm good. What's happening with y'all?
Oh, we're having a wonderful Friday afternoon here. We just talked about Aaron Hernandez and his shenanigans in jail. You know, the football dude.
Oh, yeah, he's fucking nuts. You know, the dude that cut my hair used to cut his hair when he would come out here, and he would have Aaron Hernandez would have him come to the house he was staying at, and every time he said it was fucking nuts, and he was, like, scared for his life.
Oh, why was he worried about, like, not doing it right, or?
No, like, just because, just, like, everything that was, like, going on around him, like, he just didn't feel comfortable.
Yeah.
He didn't feel like he could say no.
Has a posse. Probably going around with him.
Yeah, he's nuts. He's straight up nuts, and he's guilty as shit, too.
So, thanks for calling in, Brent. Speaking of guilty as shit, we wanted Brent's expertise, our entertainment correspondent,
yes,
here at the Crab Diving Network, on this story, which kind of crosses both of our genres.
We need, like, a theme for him, like...
That one's been taken already.
Oh, he has this one, though. Boot lamb, boot lamb, boot lamb, boot lamb, boot.
Yeah, I got that off of the free music site. I love it. I love that song. It's so fucking country.
That's great. Both of them are, the opening and the back one.
Don't give him
the
leverage.
It's all the same song. It's just different parts.
So, this Duggar, this Josh Duggar.
Oh my God.
We talked about it on yesterday's show, ladies and gentlemen, crabdiving.com. That this Duggar, Josh Duggar, is a diddler, and
he's a total diddler,
and had some newspaper got a hold of some police reports that he had fessed up to, I don't know, letting his fingers do the walking on his little sisters.
Three of them.
Let your fingers do the walking. Hold on a second. You're not going to throw that out there. What, without explaining it, where is that, the Yellow Pages?
Yeah,
is that the old Yellow Pages slogan?
It is.
Yes.
You don't do it. I'm sure they don't use it anymore. Nobody uses a fucking Yellow Pages.
We are the only three people listening to this radio show that
you can stop.
No,
there.
No. It's not true. That's not true. But no, who gets that reference?
There's some other old people that listen to our show. Are you still there, Brent?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So now all kinds of other shit's coming out that Jim Bob Duggar, the guy who's got the sprinkler down between his legs, it's blasting baby batter into that woman's vagina every 9 months.
Gross.
Gross. He waited over a year to tell the police about it. So they did that whole, well, we're going to give him counseling. Which,
but I didn't give him counseling. They're fucking lying through their damn teeth.
Right. They sent him to build a house with a friend of theirs.
Yeah. He went to go work on a building for a few months. And that was their fucking counseling. Like, he had to go, like, hammer some nails. Like, I don't get it. I don't completely. The hypocrisy of these people is beyond anything. Listen to the Hollywood Fix this evening. I go into depth.
Did you see that where Mama June, this is the best part. Mama June from,
Honey Boo Boo.
Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. Is that the name of the show?
Yeah.
Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. You could have just said Honey Boo Boo. And everybody would still know. What was her beef? She was on the TMZ screaming about something.
She was pissed because at that point they had not canceled it yet or taken it off the air. It's like the TLC is full of some straight up morons too. Because as this comes out, right after this comes out, they didn't bother to change the like marathon of that 19 kids and counting or whatever the damn name of the show is. So there was a marathon that went on that day with this fucking Duggar dude as the main like focus of the whole thing. So they ran like 6 episodes of the Josh Duggar like happy hour, and people were fucking pissed. And so Mama June was like, "How you like kicked me off immediately?" Which they should have, because she's a straight up mouth breathing moron herself. Because she's trying to like say that what she did was not as bad as what this Duggar kid did. And I just would beg to differ. I think it's all kind of on par with each other.
Well, they kicked her ass off kind of immediately once she was found to be cavorting with that known diddler.
I know. I can't believe it took them as long as it did, even though it didn't really take them that long. People had to pitch out how it fit. But, like, Mama June, like, I still can't figure out why Mama June and her dumb fat ass cannot wrap her brain around why people took issue with the shit she was doing. Like, she's still, in her mind, you hear her talk, she doesn't think that she ever really did anything wrong.
Right. She
completely
left her
delusional.
Kids.
She has deluded herself into believing this nonsense that that she didn't know what was going on. But just, like, purposeful denial is the same thing as knowing what's going on. Just because you don't want to face it doesn't mean it ain't happened.
Right. She left her kids with a suspected diddler was the thing, right?
Yeah. Well, and then when he got out of jail, she started hanging out with him again, which is the part that everybody went nuts about. And that's nuts. Like, what person in their right mind would want to hang out with the person who molested their 9-year-old daughter?
Good God. You know, this...
With a 3-year-old in the room watching it go down.
Oh. You know, is this show still on TV?
Which one? Night Boo Boo, no.
No, 19 and Counting or whatever the fuck it is.
Well, they pulled it. They, like, yeah. So, like, yesterday, I think, was the last time any episodes aired. They pulled it. They have not technically canceled it yet, but they pulled it off the air.
Oh my God.
Now they're running a whole bunch more of that Say Yes to the Dress or whatever the hell they're
Is this the fucking Learning Channel?
Yes. It started by NASA. NASA is the one who started the Learning Channel back when the Learning Channel started.
Oh, how things have fallen. How things have fallen that the fucking Duggars are on the Learning Channel.
Oh, the Duggars. But you know what? The thing about it, I talk about it today, is like, I am giddy with excitement because I love watching somebody get a complete dose of their fucking own medicine and some serious come up with. But at the same time, I'm so incensed by the whole situation and the hypocrisy of it that I'm like the rope in a tug of war.
Right. Wow. Well, the social media is just being brutal. There's memes all over the place.
Meme.
Josh Duggar, and it'll say, at the top it says, homosexuality is dangerous to children. And then at the bottom says, guy who molested his 3-year little sisters.
God damn.
Yeah. It's like the whole hypocrisy of it kills me. And then like these people jumping to support him, like Mike Huckabee is like trying to like support him. And the other thing that drives me nuts is they refer to it as a mistake. They don't say that he did anything criminal, which it technically is, but it's a mistake. That they all make a very big point of using the word mistake.
Right.
And then they just prayed it away. I prayed enough that I'm all better now.
God, I have a different definition of mistake. To me, that's like, oh, shit, I forgot to put ketchup on my hamburger, or like...
Right, or, oh, yeah, I bought reduced fat Cheez-Its instead of regular on accident.
Yeah. Maybe he tripped and his fingers fell in, you know, one of his family members.
Well, who knows? I mean, we tell those girls to stop dressing so hoary when they're going to sleep.
Right, and if you look, read through the thing... He says that he asked for forgiveness. His parents asked their parents for forgiveness. So the people who were involved were never really asked. The parents gave forgiveness for them.
So he played doctor with other kids.
One of which was his 5-year-old little sister. She was 5.
Oh, God. And
he was 15. I remember 15. I knew what was up at 15.
Exactly.
In the 80s, people knew what was up at 15. I knew who was fucking who in high school. I knew the birds and the bees. I knew what I should and shouldn't do.
And he said, I think the last time it was 17.
Right.
Like, it happened over a couple of years.
Yeah, it started at 15.
Right.
And then the dad found out however, and then a year later, he got busted. The dad busted him, Joe Bob, or whatever his name is, Jim Bob, whatever the fuck his stupid
Jim Bob,
name is. But yeah. Then his dad busted him, and then that's when they took him to the pedophile cop, the cop who they took it to, the friend of Jim Bob. He was the cop that was taking over the case, and then right after he took the case, he got sent to prison for 56 years for child pornography.
Right, right.
The case sat on his desk and nothing ever happened. Like, nobody ever picked up the cases and looked into anything or what. I don't understand the police or wherever the fuck they are. But nothing ever happened until the statute of limitations ran out when they tried to get on Oprah, and Oprah found out right before they were supposed to be on and kicked him off, and that's what restarted it.
Good God.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, but...
These people, that's worthy of the gong. These... It's just amazing. And again, it's a horrible situation. Those poor girls that really, do we think that they've received enough counseling? Do we think that they've received an appropriate amount of correct?
I don't know. I wonder how many buildings they worked on.
Right. Right. Well, just think how fucked up are their lives. I mean, number one, molested by a family member. Insanely horrible. And number two, they're being raised in the environment of a fucking reality television show.
And being taught that, oh, it's just a little oops. That
They ask for forgiveness. All you have to do is ask for forgiveness. If my gay ass touched a little boy, what would those people do?
Well, that's the thing. Brent and I had a brilliant Facebook conversation earlier. And one of the points is, imagine if this had been, if he had been boy Duggar diddling instead of girl Duggar diddling. Do you think they would be embracing him?
Oh, hell to the no.
Boy Duggar diddling.
Right. Would they be embracing him as they are now?
It's a mistake.
Who was a little oopsie.
It's a mistake. Yeah, I don't fucking, I don't know.
It's so disgusting and vile. It's misogynistic.
Right.
The fact that it's right. Okay. It's okay. He's a white man.
This is, hey, welcome to fucking Faithless Friday. Another victory for fucking religion, everybody. God damn it.
It's nuts. And then, okay, and because I've never paid attention to the show because I sure as hell ain't going to watch it. But because of this, I've started reading shit about it. Like, you know, that dad will go, like, the daughters who get married, he's the one who, like, picks their husband.
Does he?
And, like, there's one that he, like, was fucking drove her 300 miles out or something to meet some dude that they had never really met. And then, like, but then he's like, they don't get enough time together. So he had the guy, like, come in to like, do chores around the house and basically force this dude on him. And, like, they're, like, expected to start popping out babies at, like, 19, get married at 19 or whatever, and start popping out babies.
Oh,
and then the two kids who don't want to do that, the fucking family hate.
What a horrendous culture.
The ones who want to go to college and get an education because they don't believe in college.
Jesus Christ. I mean,
there's a woman out there who got out of that quiverful, they call it the quiverful movement. The weird extremist cult that they belong to. And
like their family's a cult.
Yeah. And well, shit, they got enough people.
They're bigger than some cults.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's sort of the people that follow them and their logic and all of that kind of shit, too. There's like this cult of Duger out there. It's just weird.
Yeah. And famous for nothing other than
having a bunch of fucking young.
Exactly.
And this is like the fucked up thing about this story is it's just one story. This is just one instance of this fucking, you know, molestation. Who knows what kind of history these people have and what other horrors have gone on.
One person on Facebook writes, I can't handle all you libtards. What happened was dealt with 12 years ago, people. It's also none of our business. So all of you throwing stones are telling me there's no skeletons on you or your family's closet. I support and stand by the Duggars.
Okay, well.
See, there you go. There's one of the fucking, the followers right there. One of their little cult people.
I pray that God gives this blessed family the strength to overcome the evilness of others.
Go pray to Aquaman, dipshit.
This is
don't pray for the fucking people that were molested and the people who probably have like aren't quite right. Maybe like their like relationship isn't what they exactly like it to be because they've got these fucking feelings. And I'm like, don't pray for them. Pray for the dude who did that to him because he asked for forgiveness. So we're supposed to do that.
Exactly. Marie says,
but they won't forgive my ass. I'll tell you that for straight up.
Oh,
real.
Hell no. This woman says people tend to forget that Christians are human and fully capable of sinning just like every other human.
None
of us forget
God.
That.
See, that's the thing. People are like, well, every family has shit like this happening. Is that the sense I'm getting from these comments?
I guess so.
It's not true.
Yeah,
you better start sniffing everybody's fingers at Christmas.
Oh God.
Wow.
I apologize for that.
No, listen.
It's just the double standard of it is what I can't.
Right.
That's why I get mad at myself. I'm not even mad at myself. I'm just like, you shouldn't deprive this much joy from this kind of a story. But I kind of did because it's like I love watching these people who love to dish it out, but when it's time to take it.
Right.
Boy, he was fucking a hard pill to swallow.
He was 15. He made a mistake. Yeah, Michael Brown was 18.
He made a mistake.
How did they feel about him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they're going to tell you he got what he was asking.
Oh, that thug. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
So it's
horrible.
Yeah.
Did you see how the Family Research Council was like about it? They're like, they basically were like, nah. They wanted their whole announcement doesn't even admit any really wrongdoing. They won't say what was done.
He resigned from them, though.
And it's, like, on their website as, like, one of those floating windows, so it's never going to be archived on their website. Like, it's never going to be a permanent record.
He did resign from them, though, right?
Yeah, he did resign from them.
The hate group.
Those are some straight-up hateful motherfuckers.
Family Research Council. That's that Tony Perkins asshole.
Yeah. They're the ones that, like, they just, like, they would rather us homos not exist.
So what else you got? What are you covering tonight? 7 p.m. Pacific.
I talk about this, dude. Am I going a little too long about this, Diggers, and some couple of stories to make you feel better about yourself? Ooh, and Janet Dickinson is back in the picture with our buddy Cosby. I talked about that for a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Janet is back. Yeah. I love Janet Dickinson.
She's swinging back against creepy Cosby.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, fucking gross-ass Cosby.
Is his number increased? Do we have more victims, or is it the same?
No, I haven't heard any new ones in the last little bit. The last, like, three was the one. Like, it's like now at, like, 30-something. I lost track.
Jesus.
I ran out of enough fingers and toes. I can't keep track.
He's been talking, though, a little bit, though, about it, right?
Oh, did you hear him, like, a week or so ago? I talked about it on the hit. When he was like, they asked him questions, and his responses were incoherent babble. He made absolutely no sense.
Jeez.
Like, he can't answer the question. So, like, his way to answer the question is to just spout out of a whole bunch of nonsense that doesn't make any sense, so you can't attribute anything to it.
Well, how old is
him? It's smart.
How old is Cosby now? Is he
70s?
70 something? Mm. Like 70.
Yeah, doesn't he keep saying, he just keeps saying, like, you know, it's just so unbelievable and so baffling
I've never seen anything like this before.
Not conscious.
I mean, I was thinking about this. Do you think he dies soon? And the only reason I say it, because this is a guy that's not used to being universally hated. Like, everyone has always loved Bill Cosby.
Are you saying he's like Tinkerbell? If he doesn't get applause, he's going to die?
I think he is. He won't be able to fly.
Yeah. I think so, because he doesn't look good.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, it's been.
Because he's had the wind taken out of him. Because he's used to nothing but accolades, and everybody talking about how they love him.
Yeah, he's got to use.
Dad,
he's got to use two roofies now.
Rapist, and shit ain't fitting well.
What do you think? Okay, Brent, at the H. Wood Hick, are we going to see any more Bill Cosby commencement speeches?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Who Bob Jones?
Because there's like some, it's like these stupid Diggers that have their freaking cult followers. He has the same thing. Like, there's people that just won't, they won't allow themselves to like see it for what it really is. But they just, that's a world that they choose not to live in. And so there's probably some school out there, probably some extra religious school who thinks that he can ask for forgiveness and then everything is okay and they'll let him do it.
They defend diddlers and rapists.
Congratulations.
Yes.
As long as...
Because the statute of limitations has run out, so we can't hold it against them.
Right, right. And now this article I'm reading, it says that we probably shouldn't be surprised if more stuff about Josh Duggar pops up that, you know, where there's... smoke, there might be a bigger fire. So,
oh my God, how could it get worse? I mean, it's all horrifying.
Shit can always get worse, but you never know. They start scratching the surface and then they dig down and find out more. And the kids that they reported to the police are only the ones that we know about. Like, really, were there really only five?
Right.
I find that suspect.
Exactly. So Brent will go into more depth,
yes,
I think, tonight.
He's putting on his miner's helmet.
On the Hollywood Hick at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. If you're in London, fuck if I know. It's like 1 in the morning.
It would be so great if during his show, I mean, because we don't know. We don't have a camera on the H. Wood Hick. We don't know what the setup's like. Do you wear a little miner's hat when you do your show?
No, I wear a little miner's hat.
All right.
In my underpants and like tall.
In the Florida room with a cup Florida of coffee.
Room. We need cameras in that Florida room.
That'll be the upgrade.
Yeah.
You'll be able to watch the Hick. It'll be like Big Brother.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that might be scary.
Definitely premium content.
Oh, yeah, that would have to be premium content.
Well, thanks for calling in, Brent.
Showing up, fellas.
All right, man. Well, have a great weekend tonight, 7 p.m., everybody, Mother Truckers. And don't forget to follow the very funny Mr. Brent Paris on the Twitter, at Brent Paris, or at the H. Wood Hick. Any comedian-type stuff coming up you want to plug, or...?
I'm just doing comedian things around town. I got a show coming up in Long Beach next month. And then that's about it. I've been kind of low on shows lately. I'm ramping it back up.
Going on the road down to Long Beach.
Ramping it back up. You're doing 2 hours a week of amazing entertainment
here.
Yeah,
man.
That's it, the Hollywood. Listen, motherfuckers.
Yeah. All right.
Man, have a good one.
TTFN.
All right. I'll talk to y'all later.
Bye. Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hicks.
The very funny Brent.
PM on the sevens, filling us in on what's going on with these Duggars.
I know.
This horrible Josh Duggar. And all over social media, especially like on Facebook and shit, is a lot of photographs of like Rick Santorum with Josh Duggar and Sarah Palin with Josh Duggar and Mike Huckabee with Josh Duggar. Just a parade of right-wing nut job dickheads who over the past few years couldn't wait to have their photograph taken again with somebody whose accomplishment was that he was he the oldest, I think? Is he the first one to break out of that vagina?
I don't know. I mean, listen, even had this all this fucking horrendous molestation stories, had it not surfaced, I still don't want my politicians fucking seeking the endorsement and the approval of these fucking reality television stars.
Right.
And photo ops.
Like
it's gross.
Jindal trying to pull his lips off of the starfish of the Duck Dynasty. Assholes.
I mean, it's like we want our leaders to be elevated above those in the likes of reality television. That's the bare fucking minimum.
God, yeah. How sad.
I mean, it is the lowest fucking trash form of entertainment that sometimes, hey, I'll watch a reality show here and there.
Sure.
But it's because it's a horrendous train wreck, and I don't want my leaders, the people that are supposed to be enlightened, writing our fucking laws, associating with these fucking people. You can't vote for Donald Trump because he has a reality show. Done.
Speaking of TV shows, the former Fox News host, Fox News host, who's probably going to get a bump.
Yeah.
Mike Huckabee.
Gross.
Who already said that he was putting his girth behind the Duggars.
Yes.
I mean, the other way around. The Duggars said they're putting their diddlers behind.
Oh, shit, we need a flow chart.
His girth.
Who's behind who and on top of what?
That he has posted on his Facebook, Mike Huckabee, we're talking about.
Gross. He's like an Oompa Loompa.
Janet and I want to affirm our support for the Duggar family.
Oh, fuck. God damn it.
Josh's actions when he was an underage teen, it's underaged, by the way.
Whatever.
Are, as he described them himself, inexcusable, but that doesn't mean unforgivable.
You know, I called this Huckabee an Oompa Loompa, but that's not what I mean. I meant a heffalump, and a heffalump is an imaginary character that Pooh used to dream of in Winnie the Pooh. Big, fat, cow-looking monsters.
That's right.
You remember those?
Not the same as Snuffleupagus.
Different. That's Sesame Street.
Heffalump.
A heffalump is from the realm of WinnieThePooh.com.
I see.
But nonetheless, fuck you, Mike Huckabee.
Right.
Good Lord. What a gross asshole.
He says that he and his family dealt with it and were honest and open about it with the victims and the authorities. No, they weren't.
That's not true at all.
It says that Papa Duggar waited a year to get the, quote, authorities. Huckabee continues, no purpose whatsoever is served by those who are now trying to discredit Josh or his family by sensationalizing the story. No, that's not true. We've gotten shit, a good 20 minutes out of it.
No, sure. And by the way, like, what if Mike Huckabee's fucking kids were, I don't know, hanging out around Josh Duggar, and he, I mean, wouldn't you want to be protected from this monster by the fucking cops? Jesus.
He goes on, those who have, he talks about how good people make mistakes, blah, blah, blah. Those who have enjoyed revealing this long ago sins, in order to discredit the Duggar family, have actually revealed their own insensitive bloodthirst.
Good heavens.
For there was no consideration of the fact that the victims wanted this to be left in the past. Well, they're all his fucking sisters and sisters.
No, yeah, I would like to apologize for my insensitive bloodthirst. Is that what it
is? Insensitive bloodthirst.
I mean, listen, I know that's a horrible thing for me to have. I mean, you know, I didn't molest any kids, though.
Right. I mean, it's more of a sensitive bloodthirst.
Oh, my God. This is fucking nuts. It's so funny when one of their own gets in trouble and how they react. It's unreal. Unfucking real.
They are no more perfect a family than any family, but their Christian witness is not marred in our eyes.
What in the fuck?
Because following Christ is not a declaration of our perfection, but of his perfection.
Shut up, fortune cookie. This is just fucking stupid. I mean, is there not a higher bar? We're imperfect. Okay. I agree.
Yeah. Every once in a while, we trip and our fingers fall into our sisters.
Jesus Christ.
I guess that's just what happens. A big crappy fuck you to Mike Huckabee.
I mean, really, in all of this, it seems like everybody is just tripping over themselves and worrying about Josh Duggar.
Yeah. Well, the right.
What about the victims?
I mean, our side is having quite a feast. You might imagine.
Right.
Calling them out on their cosmic level hypocrisy of the whole situation and the handling of it. Who gives them the right? Are they going to claim this religious bullshit that they're being persecuted because of their religion? Because
yes.
They decided to handle it within their church when they found out he was rubbing the nay-nays of little girls.
God. There is a double standard, too. I mean, if this had been Josh molesting a boy, it would be different, right?
I believe 100% different. Yeah. I don't know how they would justify that one. Maybe.
Oh, speaking of fucked up shit, did you see that thing? I put it on Facebook, I think. It's the two judges down in Argentina ruled on some horrible fucking molestation case or something.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Because they decided that the little six-year-old boy was gay. Yeah. Therefore, I guess.
They said because of his quote-unquote homosexual orientation, the molestation wasn't quite as bad.
Since it's not quite. Apparently, he was asking for
it. Good God. I'm speechless. I don't know. What do we do with that? It's fucked up.
Yeah.
Faithless appeal, Friday, everybody. Welcome to Faithless Friday.
Appeal court judges Horacio Piombo and Benjamin Sal Yarguez.
God, I'm so glad you're reading that.
Decided to cut the prison sentence of Mario Tolosa from 6 years to 3 as they felt his victim was, quote, accustomed to sexual behavior following years of abuse by his father.
This is a judge. These people are supposed to be a touch evolved.
Unfucking believable.
It is.
They said in their ruling, it cannot be considered abuse when a boy is used to being abused in his home and is accustomed to sexual behavior and has a homosexual orientation. They have to string these guys up.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I try to not be violent.
Where's Batman?
God damn.
You hear these stories and the poor Duggar kids that are getting molested. You're just like, where the fuck is Daredevil? Where's Batman?
How is this not the interior minister for Florencio Randazzo Randazzo, I forgot. It's Italian.
When I saw this story, I didn't believe it. I thought it was fake.
He said the ruling was an embarrassment. It's repugnant to say the presumed sexual orientation of an abused six-year-old boy is reason to reduce the sentence of the abuser. Correct. So The Argentine Federation of LGBTs have demanded the judges be removed from the bench, saying it puts the victim in the position of suspect. Right.
Yeah, it's the
same shit that goes on here.
How horrible.
What was she wearing? She shouldn't have got drunk. So I guess they're taking another look at it. They've appealed to the Buenos Aires Supreme Court. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court.
Yeah, I went Rudy Giuliani for a second.
You mean even if they... I have a feeling eventually justice will probably be served on this, like...
Well, God, I would hope so.
You know what I mean? Because the outrage.
Yeah, especially now it's gone public.
But it's just horrible that this has to be drawn out for the victim. It's unreal. It just makes it worse. What are you looking at?
Oh, I just saw... a tennis thing.
Oh, really?
An old tennis player is...
why not a tennis podcast?
And a 75-year-old former tennis player,
yes,
is going to 6 years of jail in South Africa for rape and sexual assault.
Oh, my God. Now, are you going to come to this guy's defense because you're a fellow tennis player?
Why the fuck would I come to his defense?
So no, we shouldn't do a tennis podcast.
No,
1 hour a week.
Nobody cares.
Wrapping up all the news in tennis
here in the United States. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
Yeah, but our show's international, global. We are worldwide. We are worldwide, pole to pole.
Crabdiving.com, 24/7, ladies and gentlemen.
Cha-ching.
All kinds of great stuff for you.
That's right.
I've got a story here. This one I've had for a couple of days. I almost got to it yesterday. We didn't have time. This is from why the fuck isn't this on the news file?
Sure.
A little more. You know it's not going to be on right wing nut jobbery news, but even on even on the regular news. So an ordained minister.
Oh my God.
Named Robert Doggart, close to Duggar, Doggart, D-O-G-G-A-R-T.
Horrible, horrendous, gross last name. I mean, my God, Doggart.
63 years old, Tennessee resident, ordained Christian minister in the Christian National Church.
That is a crazy fucking Christian National Church. What does that mean?
I don't know what it is.
That's Looney Tunes McGee.
Of which he is a ordained minister. He, in 2014, he unsuccessfully ran for Congress as an independent with some right-wing views. Served in the U.S. Naval Sea Cadet Corps, worked 40 years in the electrical generation business. He's not dumb. He's got a master's degree and a Ph.D.,
oh, fancy.
From LaSalle University.
Not from Phoenix.
He has been arrested. Actually, he pleaded guilty.
Oopsie.
Recently.
Yes.
For threatening to burn down an entire New York town full of Muslims.
Oh my God, he's a man of God.
He planned on using guns. He said he had 9 people committed, ready to work with him to carry out this attack.
Wonderful.
This is a terrorist cell.
This guy's like Old Testament and shit.
This is a Christian terrorist
cell.
Absolutely. Why isn't this all over Fox News?
Yeah.
He planned on using guns and machetes to attack. This town in upstate New York.
Oh, God, we are so fucking fucked up. I mean, we almost have to outlaw religion, everybody, you know?
They even call it Islamburg, New York.
God.
It's a hamlet in upstate New York near the Pennsylvania border, founded in the 80s by a group of Muslims who left New York City to escape racism, poverty, and crime.
Well, shit, man. I got some bad news. This sucks. Oh, how horrible.
One of the members of the community, Muhammad Matthew Gardner, is a spokesman for the community, said, "Our community consists of veterans, doctors, lawyers, teachers, Americans.
Yeah.
Who are true American patriots, unlike Doggett, who is not representative of Christianity, but more like the American Taliban. Oh, look, the Muslims aren't painting all Christians like asshole right-wing nutjobs.
And how sad
is amazing.
That guy has to come out and say, hey, we're all of these things, meaning we're human beings, dumbass, just like you.
Right.
Shouldn't have to say that.
So there was a plan to launch a violent military-style assault on Islamburg.
Holy shit.
Where there's about 200 mostly black Muslim Americans.
Yes.
They say that right-wing media outlets have in the past made outlandish claims about this town, which have consistently been debunked by local law enforcement. You know what they're saying.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's a no-go zone, I'll bet.
Right. Sharia law compliant.
So this asshole, Doggett, Reverend Doggett, was posting on social media, and then they had somebody ratted on him, too.
Good.
At one point said, our small group will soon be faced with the fight of our lives. We will offer those lives as collateral to prove our commitment to our God.
This guy is...
I'm not reading from ISIS.
Mentally ill, dude. This is mental
illness.
Nine
followers. He had a group, allegedly.
Nine.
We shall be warriors who inflict horrible numbers of casualties upon the enemies of our nation and world peace. Again, not reading from the ISIS handbook.
Jesus.
These are Christians.
This guy has to be put in the rubber room. He's a lunatic.
They wiretapped the dude. By this time, they were investigating him. They got him on one time talking to militia members from Texas and South Carolina.
Jesus.
About attacking these people in Islamburg. We will be cruel to them. We will burn down their buildings. And if anyone attempts to harm us in any way, we will take them down.
Oh, God.
Said he had purchased an M4 military assault rifle.
Oh, great.
Armor-piercing ammunition.
How the fuck can you buy armor-piercing ammunition? Is that not illegal?
I don't know.
Why aren't we protected from this shit by our government?
He was getting explosives, pistols, and a machete because, quote, if it gets down to the machete, we will cut them to shreds.
Awesome.
He expressed hope that he would survive, but said, I understand that if it's necessary to die, then that's a good way to die.
God, this is straight up craziness, man.
He actually traveled up to this town in New York in April to do some recon. or he was getting ready to leave, and that's when the FBI finally was like, okay,
well,
we're moving in.
Good job, FBI.
He's charged with federal crime, making threatening to damage or destroy religious properties or to use interstate communication to plan to injure persons.
Shit, that's a law?
Yeah.
Damn. God, I looked up this Christian National Church.
No terrorism charges, interestingly, though.
Oh.
I wonder why.
Because he's white as fuck.
Because it's not Doggett. Hussein Doggett.
This guy's a fucking terrorist. Like the most.
Exactly. But you won't hear this on Fox News about that.
These people that live in, what's the name? Is it really Islamaburg or is that what
Islamaburg is what they call it.
Islamaburg. Yeah. Those people are Americans.
Sure.
Shit, man. Ugh. How horrible. You should see the website for this.
Is this Christian?
Christian National Church. Ooh. Look at the models that pose for this shit. It's like a Benetton ad, and you know that's not.
That's a stock photo.
Yeah, that is bullshit. Welcome to the Christian National Church. At the CNC, we work to connect the world through our shared love of the Lord. Mm. We believe that God calls upon ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Who in the fuck wrote this drivel? With the support of our dedicated ministers and faithful members, we serve a nationwide congregation across all of the United States, and our international missions help to share the word of God and the opportunity.
Good Lord.
Beautiful. Good job, guys. What about the part about, killing people? Is that in there? He might be operating independent of this.
Pled guilty to one count of making threats via the phone. He will be fined up to $250,000, spend as much as 5 years in prison pending a judge's approval.
I mean, dude.
Now, from the Daily Beast is what the article I'm reading, and this person says, it goes without saying, if he had been a Muslim and planned to kill Christians in America, there would have been wall-to-wall 24 goddamn 7 media coverage. You wouldn't
absolutely
have been able to miss it.
And you would, and wouldn't be, do you think the charges would be different?
Yeah, well,
this
sure.
guy would be strung up.
Terrorism. How is it different?
I don't know.
Where's the difference between this terrorist, this Christian terrorist who was going to kill American citizens?
This guy wanted to, how terrifying. Imagine you're in a town and you look down the street and there's these lunatic white dudes driving in pickups with guns and my fucking machetes.
Machetes.
Machetes. They want to put him in jail for 5 fucking years?
Only.
I don't want this guy.
Horrific.
I don't want this guy. I don't know, flouncing about my country with a machete. I got it.
Right. He should, I think he should be getting a little bit more. He was going to kill a town full of people.
They should put him in Guantanamo.
Burn down their mosque and all kinds of shit. I mean,
why wouldn't you put this guy in Guantanamo?
Well, we need to get rid of Guantanamo.
I agree. But
yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I see what you mean. It's the hypocrisy and the double standard. Those
stupid
dickheads.
Fucking white dudes are terrifying.
So that's
not us.
Not us. Like Ben Stein yesterday. I still can't get over how
He's a dick.
Just how gross Ben Stein is.
He's such a dick,
and
man.
And hateful and God, how can you hate poor people so much? I mean, really disdain them so much. Oh, I don't mind paying for good, hardworking people that can't afford college, but you know, all these poor kids, all they want to do is go and smoke pot.
You know, it's just gross because somebody like Ben Stein, who has made a career out of being on TV, you know, in the movies, he's had a charmed life.
Right.
He should fuck off and be thankful for what he has. And don't hate poor people.
This one, this is a clip that it's not quite going to make your ears bleed like the Outnumbered clips. But this one's going to make your brain explode because this is so scary. It was taken at somebody's cell phone, some kid in high school.
Yes.
In Minnesota. This isn't
a...
When you hear this, you'd think, oh, Texas, South Carolina, Mississippi. Minnesota, Minnesota. Although, Michelle Bachmann's from Minnesota.
Right.
Minnesota.
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 They should change their license plate so they all read that.
There's a... This is Eden Prairie High School. A high school classroom was discussing immigration policy.
Yes. Uh-oh.
In the United States. Here's a little bit of a girl.
Right.
We're technical difficulties here. Technical.
Moving the cord. Fuck you.
Here's a little bit of this ridiculousness, and I might have to adjust the volume.
Okay.
We give them their, we give them Medicaid, and we give them Medicare, and we give them free schooling, we give them all that free stuff. And then...
Okay, so you know where it's going.
We'll give them all this free shit. So shut up and just take it.
We give them Medicare. We give them this. We give them free schooling like the one you're sitting in, you dumb box. I don't know that. Maybe Eden Prairie is a private school. Who the hell knows?
Eden Prairie.
But listen to how stupid she is. Listen to these talking points that this poor... brainwashed kid is coming up with. You might as well be watching Hannity.
You know what? I want to solve our immigration problem, and all the for all you xenophobes out there, start thinking of these Mexican kids as humans. That might help.
Ooh, that's a tall order.
Well, I'm challenging the right wing nut jobs out there to see people that aren't straight and white and male as humans.
Right.
There
just a tiny bit.
That's your homework, dickheads.
So here she is.
We give them their Medicaid and we give them Medicare and we give them free schooling, we give them all that free stuff, and then you hear on the news how immigrants are going back over to ISIS to fight against us when we're
and you hear on the news how immigrants are going over to ISIS to come fight against us.
Does she mean the news or the science fiction channel?
Like, it's like a fucking revolving door, Ryan. They come over here. We educate them.
Yes.
And give them all of our money and our jobs. And then they turn around and fly back to Syria to shoot at us.
Right. To lop our heads off.
It's happening in waves.
What the fuck?
So many of them.
We got to put a stop to this vicious cycle.
She knows. She hears on the news. You hear on the news. Her parents,
what are we gonna do?
Should be thrown in the stockade.
You know what? You know what's kind of all the rage right now? People on their smartphones, they get these like brain games where you play them and it increases your brain activity and supposedly makes you smarter.
You're right.
Maybe we need to encourage this. Maybe if this person plays Tetris a few hours a day, though,
I don't fault her. She's probably not dumb.
How old is she?
High school.
No. Yeah,
this is
right.
Her fucking parents. This is her right-wing nutjob asshole, close-minded fuckhead parents who are watching Fox News and Breitbart and reading WND.
Thank you, Alex
running
Jones.
Running around screaming about the Muslims and the Negroes and the Mexicans. Look, and here she is in class saying, spouting that bullshit off when... What evidence do we have of all these immigrants that are coming here and then running back?
You know what's scary about this? Is what we keep saying on the show is, listen, guys, relax. All these asshole right-wing nut jobs are slowly dying off. This person's fucking 16 or 17. How terrifying.
Well, there's hope.
Yeah.
They
course.
Are dying
off. Of course.
They're not going to just go off like a light.
But Jesus Christ, men of fucking soda.
But, well, I think in this clip she even... Many of her fellow students here kind of
good.
Call her on her bullshit.
Immigrants are going back over to ISIS to fight against us when we're giving them free stuff when they come over here and then they're leaving.
So stupid.
We give them free stuff. We give them free welfare and free health care and free education. And then they leave here and they go join ISIS and shoot at us. I saw it on Fox.
Well, I mean, and the thing is, if you're like, okay, dipshit, well, what free stuff are we giving them? And then who specifically is... Show me examples of this actually happening.
Oh, they'll have one.
Oh, right.
Or two. Absolutely, they have one or two.
Like that one guy who was a quote-unquote dreamer. Right. The one dreamer that molested someone.
That was the headline on Drudge.
Obama facilitated it.
Right. Obama personally lubed up his dick so that he could fuck whoever he's assaulted.
He personally lubed his dick up?
He did. He lovingly painted the lube on every vein.
How sad, even for the president, that he doesn't get, have a personal luber.
This is so frustrating. On one
level,
I feel so bad for this girl. On the other hand, you want to shake her. But you really want to grab her parents and just be like, fuck you, you assholes. Look what you've done to this child. You turned her into a moron.
She is getting to the point where you kind of have to take responsibility for what you believe in and what you know.
You don't care.
I know.
You're not going out looking for the shit like we do. This, in high school, you're picking up whatever your parents are throwing at you.
That's true.
And then, God forbid, they send this... a little pristine snowflake to a public college or anything. You know, they're not going to send her anywhere where there's Negroes.
That's true.
Or homosexuals. This idiot's going to go to some right-wing nutjob college.
Hey, everybody just send your kids to theater school. It'll fix you. Right? It will. I'm not kidding. It'll fucking fix you.
Or a public university where, God forbid, they'll be exposed to, I don't know, different ideas.
I think...
It's so dangerous, though.
I think... Mississippi, Texas, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia. I said Mississippi. We'll say it again. I think all of these kids.
It's worthy of two.
This is a radical idea, but I think you could get behind this. I think what we need for all these college age kids down there, they need to be in an emergency musical theater program.
Right.
Meet a diverse group of students.
Scramble the homos.
Yes. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, guys. I got to conscript you. And send you down to Texas. It's the only thing that will save this country.
Right.
And I don't know what to tell you.
And this is a good example. Even this Duggar bullshit is a perfect example of that disconnect. if other people are doing it, it's scream and yell. They're going to burn in the fire of hell and get them out of my country. Ah, throw them in jail. Blah, blah, blah.
It's insane.
But when they do it, well, these are special circumstances. Right. He was just a boy. He didn't know what was going on. We all make mistakes. He prayed to the Lord. He went and built a house.
Big fat walrus Huckabee is a guy running for president. Yeah, a guy running for president is more concerned about this Duggar kid than the people he molested.
I washed the smell of my sister's vagina off of my hands with a little work from the Lord.
Oof.
Here's a little bit more. This is just infuriating. I couldn't be a teacher. I couldn't sit through this and try to be objective. You know, teachers have got to be politically objective. I would have a real hard time in this class being objective and not telling this person, oh God, we need to save you. I need to give you a couple of books to read.
In the U.S. to fight against us.
Okay. So some of them don't appreciate the opportunities they might have here, huh? And particularly this.
I don't hear about it.
Exactly, because it's your country. Like, obviously, you're not going to hear about it if it's your white.
Well, you also hear on the news pretty much every single person that I hear in the news that has mugged somebody, assaulted somebody, killed somebody, it's Mexican, Somalian,
that is not
black.
What you're saying.
Somalians.
Did that person just say it is not?
Yeah. Somalians. Oh. Everybody I hear on the news, it's Mexicans, it's Somalians, it's black.
If I had a nickel for every time I was molested or mugged by a Somalian.
So now we get a little more of a window view of what's going on in pristine little white girl's house.
It's like wall-to-wall racism.
Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
What a horrible place.
Everybody I see on the news is it's a bunch of Negroes running around killing people and raping. God. You're a little brown. I'm worried for my vagina.
What do we do? What do we do with this person?
Mugged somebody, assaulted somebody, killed somebody. It's Mexican, Somalian, black.
That is not
black.
What you're saying. I could pull up at least 10 people that are white right now that have known that.
This guy, he's another guy. This is another high school kid who's like, what?
Yeah.
I could right now 10 people who've done shit that are white.
I'm dying to hear what she says. This is insane.
At least 10 people that are white right now that have known that.
I say
that is not fair to say.
On the news. I'm saying on the news, Carlos.
The top stories are mostly not just...
I'm saying on the news, Carlos.
Carlos. Poor Carlos. Carlos has to sit there in a fucking class and deal with this bigot.
Right.
I'm sorry for you, Carlos.
And have her disgusting views considered as viable. This is that Fox News bullshit where they're elevating fringe, horrible, heinous, racist, misogynist,
what class is this?
Homosexual, bigoted views as equal.
What?
As this is something that deserves equal time and equal argument.
In a fucking class. What class are they taking?
When it's just a display of cosmic ignorance.
I mean, really, it's...
That this girl is yapping about.
It is maddening.
A little more.
Nuts.
It's not our fault that you guys don't talk about your white people making bad decisions as well.
Oh, shit.
Carlos knows what he's fucking talking about. So Carlos is like, it ain't our fault that you guys don't talk about your white shit.
Yeah.
Basically. It's true. The news she's watching, you're not going to see white on white crime. You're not going to, you'll see a little bit about those bikers.
Because that's why people like to tune in to the news. Let's see what them black people are doing.
But, some angry black people overturn a car in Baltimore. 24/7 coverage.
Hey, at Vile Experience, maybe you forgot. The racism is ended, according to some asshole on Twitter.
That's right. Scalia.
Oh, okay.
How about an asshole on the Supreme Court?
Oh, good.
I'm not saying white people aren't making bad decisions. I'm not saying that. White people do make bad decisions. I made bad decisions.
But she's saying
we have a higher.
What seems to be emphasized.
Yes, and it's right here. I searched it. I've been telling you that.
What seems to be emphasized on this.
She's yelling at him. He said, but she's saying that we have a higher rate. Yes, yes.
Is that the teacher she's talking
she's
to
waving.
Now?
No. The
still it's Carlos.
Carlos. I think the teacher butts in here. I don't know how well they can hear.
Good job. If a black man's putting a gun at a white cop, that a black man cannot kill that other guy for pointing your gun at him?
You can.
Well, yeah. First. So you're saying that the white person, they can't kill somebody to do
but
the job.
But you're saying a Somali person can't kill someone if he's making terroristic jokes about him. Like, that's messed up. If he's like writing
freedom of speech
and stuff.
Oh, you cunt. God. I'm sorry. Yeah. She's just a
dumbass.
He said, yeah, but you can't make jokes. You can't even talk about it without saying people are Somalian and making terrorist jokes about it. Yeah, freedom of speech. You hear this? Do you hear what a heinous little hag they're turning her into?
And also, man, it's like she's talking about crime and muggings and whatever. But when she's like, yes, white people make mistakes. White people don't commit crimes. Do they make mistakes now?
Well, there you go. Brown people commit heinous, horrible crimes. White people make mistakes. Oops.
No, that's not fine. We should have rules against them. That's not
right. It's freedom of speech. It's in the amendment.
We should change
people
that.
Can say what they want to say, Carlos. It's freedom of speech.
I feel as if we should change that. That's messed up. That's why ISIS doesn't like us.
Carlos is like, that's why ISIS doesn't. Carlos is the voice of wisdom.
Let's give Carlos a fucking show class. On the Crab Diving Network.
Oh, and her body language, even she's sitting there, she's got her arms crossed. She's lurching forward as she's arguing with Carlos. The way she's gesturing, she's so angry. She's so mad and pissed off and white and angry at 16.
I mean, 15. Do you think... I mean, for the purposes of this class, it's hard to know. We're not around for the whole class, but...
I mean, maybe it's a class where they do this. You know, it's a political science class. Where
I mean, where's the value, though, in letting this bigot speak? I'm just saying, like, I know we should hear from different sides of different viewpoints and stuff, but this is truly coming from a place of ignorance and racism.
Right.
It's really has no bearing in it. I'm a little outraged. This is actually... She's allowed to speak in class and say these things. It's horrible.
Where does the teacher step in, though? I mean, how
the teacher has
again?
To step...
Where do you step in? Because then they'll say, "Well, you're indoctrinating my kids."
Well,
liberalism.
You are. You're trying to get your idiot child to see people that aren't white as fucking people.
Right.
It's a bare minimum. I'm sorry. I don't mean to indoctrinate your daughter. I'm just trying to turn her into a person. Because right now, she's this fucking racist scumbag.
Right.
It's
xenophobe, racist scumbag.
It's sad.
That's the little clip of... So not only does it happen, ladies and germs, in... the South. That's Minnesota.
And kudos to Carlos.
That's Minnesota. Good for Carlos, by the way.
I mean, he shouldn't be. I mean, he's a student. That's the other thing that makes me nuts. Should he be the only voice of reason in this classroom?
Right. We don't have the whole thing, but...
But still, I mean...
And we also have whoever this kid is behind her secretly recording it with the cell phone. So obviously...
That's true.
Obviously, this kid or her cell phone knows that some shit's going down and they're taping this lunatic.
Do you think this lunatic is probably giving similar speeches in class and they're like, oh, shit, so-and-so's getting up. I better whip out the old cell phone.
Yeah. She was probably homeschooled until high school.
Ugh. Americans are gross.
Now, this is... We're going to keep an eye on this next story.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. This man's got some balls. This is a brave, brave human being.
Watch
this
space.
He's also going to be making a statement across, the 10 or 12 states that, did that secedence thing back in the day. Because artist John Sims.
Yes.
From Sarasota, Florida. Is going to be traveling throughout the Old South, performing some art.
Okay.
Where he will be burning and burying the rebel flag.
Oh, man, this is going to piss some people off.
I
love it.
I'm worried for him. He's not doing it, you know, in New York and Jersey.
We got to get
this
guy
down to Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, Kentucky. Ooh,
all the great places.
And Mr. Sims is also an African-American type person.
Mr. So, Sims, I hope you're traveling with
black
security.
Black guy is going to be burning Confederate flags.
Where does he do it?
Throughout the South. He says, we're in America. People have the right to fly whatever flag they want. I have the right to bury or burn whatever flag.
Does this guy need an opener? I'm available, dude. If you need an opener, like to, you know, comic relief up front.
He says, there's a notion of Southern heritage and who owns that. But a very important part of Southern culture is the African-American experience. You know, he's got a fucking point there. All the white people are like, well, Southern heritage. That's why we want to fly the flag. Southern heritage. What about the black people that are right next to you? What about their Southern heritage?
Yeah, don't you think it's associated with their heritage? Right. Maybe even more than yours?
More so. Because everything that was fucking built, the entire economy, was basically built on the backs of slaves.
I think we're zeroing in on what is really the problem here. The big problem is these idiot, redneck, right-wing nut job assholes have 0.0 empathy.
Right, yeah.
That's the fucking common denominator in this whole, every story.
Very much so. And they're all Christians.
What do you do? Is there a pill we can give people that'll fix that part of their stupid fucking brain?
He took some heat in 2004 when he painted a Confederate flag red, black, and green resembling the Black Liberation flag as an art exhibit.
Yeah.
He also plans to stage belated burials and cremations of Dixie flag it's going to all happen at once. So he's going to have simultaneous coordinated ceremonies in 10 former secessionist states.
Wow.
With Kentucky and Missouri.
Are you terrified for him or what?
I'm a little worried for him.
Yeah. Be careful, please.
So we'll see what... We'll see what goes on. In Alabama,
fuck you.
Just recently, let's see, Myron Penn,
shut up,
a prominent black attorney, former state senator, county commissioner, received death threats after he removed Confederate flags.
Oh my fucking God!
From soldiers' graves in Union Springs Cemetery.
Oh, I don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say.
People
either.
Are stupid. Relax.
You lost, guys. Yeah. I know. Do we really have to remind you?
Too soon. Too soon,
you
asshole.
Lost. You lost. This guy says pretty funny that this is David Love in writing in the Griot. He says so when you celebrate Memorial Day, raise a fist for John Sims.
Yeah.
The Confederate flag is a symbol of white supremacy and years of suffering of black people. And that lingering of hope of some that we will return to toiling in the cotton fields.
Yes.
And swinging from the poplar trees if we get too uppity. This is the N-word on a pole. If America had its own version of the Nazi swastika, this would be it.
Wow, I mean...
He's right.
Yes.
Lingering hope that of some that we will return to toiling in the cotton fields and swinging from the poplar trees if we get too uppity.
Oh, my God.
It's a good, great sentence there.
Jesus. Think about what we've done to non-white people in this country.
Continue to do to non-white people.
The American Indians, Jesus Christ, you know. Ugh.
Are you saying what? Jesus Christ.
No, what we did to him? I meant the American Indians. Jesus Christ.
They've also done that to Jesus Christ.
No. But Jesus, well, again, that's a non-white person.
So, let's see. What have we got here? It's a little bit of Faithless Friday. So, you'll remember.
Yes.
Not that long ago, there was a woman in New Jersey.
Fuck you.
Who had... paid the extra fee to get one of those personalized license plates.
Oh, yes. A vanity plate. What a waste of money.
A vanity plate. And she wanted the number 8.
Okay.
T-H-E-I-S-T. Atheist.
Not a waste of money. This is great.
she, Frieda, let's see, that's the name of the judge. Shannon Morgan, resident of Leesburg, New Jersey, went and she said that it was rejected by New Jersey because the requested plate is considered objectionable.
Mm.
So she asked them if the word Baptist would be okay. And they said, oh, yeah, you could try that one.
But not atheist.
She filed suit last year accusing them of violating her free speech. The officials said that it was just a computer error and it wasn't intentional discrimination.
Bullshit.
And they eventually turned around and let her have it.
Right, because they're going to get sued.
But she says that they, you know, you can't leave it up to the discretion of these people working there because one of them told her that it was offensive. Somebody might find it offensive, they said. An NBC employee said it could be considered offensive.
Damn.
Another guy who tried it in 2013, American Atheist President, in fact.
The leader, our leader.
New Jersey resident David Silderman was rejected by the same commission when he attempted to get the plate reading A-T-H-E-1-S-T. I don't know why. Maybe somebody already has atheist.
Right.
But that was refused because somebody said it might be objectionable. So he's
fuck off.
Suing too. But she just recently was told by a court that her suit can proceed.
Absolutely. That's fucking great.
So she gets to sue these motherfuckers. Congratulations, taxpayers. You may have to pay some damages.
Yeah.
Because some Christian ninny dickwad got their granny panties in a knot and decided it would be offensive. It might hurt somebody's feelings. If it says atheist, it doesn't say fuck Jesus in the dick hole. It doesn't say screw Allah.
Right.
It says
atheist. Big fucking deal.
Right.
By the way, let's do a roundup of all the stories we've covered about Christians today. Number one, the Duggars.
It's
molesters.
It's, you can't get away from the festering cancer on the political system that these extremist Christians have become.
What about that guy that wanted to ride into that city with the machetes and the guns? That's terrifying.
Right.
The terrorist dude.
Right. I've also got one more story about atheism. This is, this is, I guess, good news. I guess they're a wave now again, you know, over the years, a bunch of atheists have constantly tried suing about this shit that's on the money.
Yes.
This In God We Trust. And the state, the motto of the goddamn United States, which, by the way, this shit started happening in, the 1950s.
Right. And it's weird, too. It's In God We Trust. And then why is there a fucking pyramid with an eyeball on it?
That's all that Masonic creepy bullshit too.
It's crazy.
Other money, by the way, like in Europe, you know, they put,
yes,
like, you know, they put on their money,
like
scientists,
right,
and authors,
podcasters,
and people who have created great things for society. Here we have we still have Andrew Jackson on the 20 who slaves and shit. The
war criminals.
Well, we don't have Bush or Cheney on anything
true.
Yet.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a long time.
You just wait.
Before there's any currency.
We're going to make that happen.
Bush on it.
The Cheney dollar bill.
Oh, God.
Why wouldn't you put Bush on there? Fuck it. Just do it.
Why not?
Why not?
Might as well. On the $13 bill. So now, after this Hobby Lobby bullshit, now some of the atheists and even people who are just secular, who believe in different religions, but think that, you know, why should we have In God We Trust on the goddamn money?
Right. Why not In the Flying Spaghetti Monster We Trust?
And what's wrong with our original motto?
Right. In Aquaman We Trust.
Right.
It's my favorite.
Before they changed it in the 50s because, you know, of the Red Scare.
Well, oh, yeah.
Switch it back, motherfuckers.
Right. Have a Coke and a smile.
E pluribus unum. The, well, now there's a guy who is planning to sue, and he's trying to find people in different states to co-sue.
Yes.
On behalf, he says he's going to pay for it all, so he's just looking for people that have good...
Sign me up.
Well, he's looking for, like, families and stuff, because for some reason our Supreme Court seems to think only people that matter are people that have shot little DNA samples out of their crotches.
We are awfully...
Created other little DNA samples.
Yeah. Family-centric in this country.
So he's going to file in several different courts now because... Previously, they've tried to go after the Establishment Clause, saying, you know, you can't create a religion. But they get around it by saying, it's historical. It ain't religious. It's historical.
It's the Bible. Everything in that happened.
Well, now, by using their own bullshit against them that they've chipped away at this separation of church and state, careful what you wish for, Christians.
That's right, assholes.
Because now under the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, now they're going to be trying to sue, to remove In God We Trust from the money by this, because he can't say that the government religious activity is going to be substantially burdened.
Yes.
By taking In God We Trust off of the money. How is anyone's religious freedom going to be burdened if In God We Trust isn't on the money? Yet, you can show that people's religious freedom is burdened.
Right. Yes.
By looking down at something that we use every day, and there's a government endorsement of a deity that you don't believe in.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Can we have this one second? Real talk for a second. This God shit doesn't exist.
Well,
it's bullshit. But
people get to believe in it if they want.
God.
The problem is making everybody else believe in
it. Keep it to yourself.
And
it's getting irritating.
Right. It didn't even become the national motto until 1956.
What a great time for our country. What was going on there? What was it like? The women, relegated to being a housewife. The pre-civil rights movement wasn't necessarily the best time.
They also added that under God crap to the pledge in the 1950s.
So creepy, the pledge.
That's really creepy.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Everybody stand up and like robots.
Welcome to North fucking Korea.
So, in 1970, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals decided that In God We Trust has nothing whatsoever to do with the establishment of religion.
It says God, dickhead.
Its use is of patriotic or ceremonial character.
Oh.
And bears no true resemblance to a governmental sponsorship of a religious exercise.
God damn it.
It's such crap.
Yeah. Shove your bullshit up your ass.
He's hoping with this new interpretation of the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, specifically newly honed by the 2014 Hobby Lobby decision.
God damn.
Be careful what you wish for.
Right.
Because now he's thinking they have, and other people are thinking, well, now they may have a good argument for this, that using the same... way angle it going at it like Hobby Lobby did.
Yeah, yeah.
He might be onto something.
Yeah, yeah, of course. I mean, when you have the moral high ground on something, it tends to work itself out eventually, right?
Right.
Maybe.
I mean, I think there are other battles, let gay people get married and things like that, where religion is more immediately negatively affecting people.
Yeah, or maybe increase the minimum wage.
I'm not that offended by looking down, seeing In God We Trust. I do think it's ridiculous because I don't trust in that God or
right.
What God. And another thing I saw somebody
creepy.
Said, who's the we?
Yeah. In God We Trust.
Who's the we?
Yeah. So is it
do
all...
Do you trust in that God that they're talking about?
Is it all our money?
Well, right. Who's we?
I don't know. It's a royal we.
Well, I don't trust in God or any God.
Well, that's...
I don't believe in any God.
Well, listen, you're burning in hell, so enjoy that.
So who's we?
I don't know. We.
Ask that of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So, again, keep an eye on this space. So this guy is looking for a few good families.
What's this space?
Who want to take on, who want to start, especially if you're non-atheist even. Like, he wants to bring in Hindus and pagans and Wiccans and polytheists and all these people who are saying, look, why doesn't it say in gods we trust?
He should team up with some Slytherin.
Exactly. So we'll see. Keep an eye on that. He's going to...
Developing.
And we've also got the Satanists who are challenging those abortion restrictions in Missouri.
Oh, man.
On religious grounds.
The fight rages on.
So a nice little can of worms that the extremist Christians opened up.
Yummy.
Here. On here, in, you know, as they're allegedly going away,
right?
We keep hearing all these.
Death throes,
right? We keep hearing all these stats that religiosity is plummeting and non-religiosity is rising. But goddamn,
open up, Drudge.
The non-religious aren't very loud, and the religious are loud.
No, the non-religious, they're sitting there,
right,
minding their own fucking business.
We're kind of loud. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Friday, which means it's time for the Billboard Hot 100. We know you've been wanting it. We know you've been asking for it, dressing all sexy in the corner there.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, sorry, I went Duggar for a moment.
Yeah, be careful of that.
You would have been sleeping in the corner.
Right.
And 6 years old at the time. Ugh, if I went all Duggar.
What an asshole.
Like, we like to count down the top hits of the week here, according to the Billboard Hot 100, ladies and gentlemen. See what the kids are listening to these days.
Is there any change to the top five?
A wee bit of change.
Okay.
But not much.
Yeah.
Coming in at number five, we've heard it many times before. It's one of those songs that we kind of like.
What is it?
And this would be none other than Mark Ronson with Bruno Mars, with Uptown Funk. Oops, that's the wrong one. Hold on one second. I pressed the wrong
button. Is this Michelle Pfeiffer's White Gold?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I like this song.
This is.
I really like this song. It's a good song. Boom.
There you go, Mark Ronson, Uptown
Living
Funk,
it up,
featuring Bruno Mars.
Congratulations, guys.
Five on the Billboard Hot 100, billboard.com.
Yes.
On the charts. Number four, ladies and gentlemen, that dropped one, by the way. That was number four last week. Uptown Funk seems to be petering out.
No.
Any moment now, the condom will be falling off.
Gross.
The number four up. One from number five is Walk the Moon.
What the fuck is this?
With Shut Up and Dance. This is that one that you said is...
Sounds like the 80s. It sounds like a Rick Springfield song.
Like a little 80s-ish.
It's very
80s.
Rick Springfield.
Yeah. Shut Up, that's Walk the Moon. Shut Up and Dance at number four, ladies and gentlemen, on the charts. Rocketing up the charts from number four. Well, climbing. I don't know if one spot is rocketing.
Rocketing.
At number three.
Yes.
The Weeknd. From the 50.
It's this fucking 50 Shades of Grey.
Shades of Grey.
Apply the nipple clamp.
Track.
I'm sitting on my cock ring. Ouch.
you.
There you go. Sorry. Did they record that in a barn?
They did.
It's like old McDonald's had a farm.
It's a little enhanced crab diving version of Earned It from the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack. That was number three. Hovering at number two is none other than Trap Queen.
Fuck you.
Fetty Wap. I think this is that one I think it sounds the same through the whole song.
People are switching.
Wait, that's a commercial. Hold on a second.
What sadist would write a song without a refrain? You need a chorus.
Fetty Wap would.
After all, married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip and now she remixing for low. She my trap queen, let her hit the bando. We be counting up, watch how far them bands go. We just set a goal, talking matching Lambos.
And this goes on for 4 minutes.
Oh, it's so horrible. Sounds like there's a scratch on your CD.
I mean, here, I'm going to skip forward 2.5 minutes.
Oh, my God. I guess maybe there's some value in the lyrics, but kind of like, where's the musical value in singing the same phrase over and over again for like 4 fucking minutes?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I don't mean to be a dick, but I could have written this. I really could have.
Right, it's not really musically that.
Kate could have written this.
Kate, the dog, could have written it. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, coming in at number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Daryl Lambo.
From the Furious 7.
I've earned
soundtrack it. Because, goddamn, the first six weren't good enough. They had to make another one.
It's from the movie about cars with Vin Diesel.
There you go. Wiz Khalifa featuring Charlie Puth.
Ooh.
See you again from the Furious 7. Soundtrack, ladies and gentlemen, here on Crab Diving Live. It's a beautiful Los Angeles afternoon.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again.
That's, I'm assuming, the Charlie Puth part. Here's Wiz.
For the last ride. It's been a long
day. Oh, wait.
Hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all we got?
You know, I'm gonna offer a really irritating criticism of the lyrics. It's gonna make me sound like a tremendous asshole.
You're gonna criticize the lyrics?
Yes, I am, and I don't care. You know, it's been a long time. Like, I'm guessing the lyrics before they're done, before he gets to them. It's been a long time since I've seen you, my friend. It's been a blah, blah, blah. I know he's about to say the word again. I know that's what he's going to rhyme with. You know what I mean? It's like, isn't that something as a writer you want to avoid? Do you want people to be able to predict your fucking lines before you say them?
Probably not.
God. Bad.
The number one song on the country charts.
Okay.
We've talked about this one. It's a little, controversial.
Oh,
in that some of the people on the right are a little upset about it because they think it's about beaver bumping.
Oh no,
or clam clapping,
country
or lesbianic activities.
Dee 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 dee
from Little Big Town. This is the song called "Girl Crush" at number one on the Billboard Country charts. Here, crabdiving.com.
I got a girl.
I got it real bad. Want everything she has. Let me love.
What animals do you have? Do we have a roll call? What animals?
I didn't know how long that elephant one was.
You don't have a dog? Do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog.
What animals do you have?
I don't... Cow?
Okay.
I have a few cows.
Oh. I love those. You have a seagull.
Crickets?
Funny. Do you have a seagull? You had a seagull, I heard?
It's an eagle.
Oh.
Actually. it says eagle.
Okay.
Girl screaming.
Do you have a lion?
Yes,
or a tiger?
Box of dildo.
I have
You have an asshole. I just heard that.
there's a wandering asshole.
Right. This. That's funny.
I got sheep.
Love the sheep.
That's about it for animals.
Do you have a hissing cockroach?
Kissing cousin. Hey. There's nothing. I don't know if the Bible says the problem of marrying first cousin.
Many different types of assholes.
It's quite an asshole.
A lot to pick from.
That's from the asshole selection of the different clips here.
I got a girl crush.
Winding up the week here, ladies and gentlemen.
Bow, bow, bow,
lots of stuff. Don't forget to listen to us 24/7 here streaming. Great entertainment.
Happy
tonight.
Birthday.
Thank you very much. Tomorrow, May 23rd, the big B-Day.
The day of our Lord.
The big B-Day.
Or of you. You know.
Right. I've got, what else have we got here in the last couple of minutes here?
I've got a girl crush.
Well, I thought. Well,
that sounds like just any other fucking country song out there. Why do people have a problem with it? It's semi-depressing.
Because it's a girl singing about a girl crush.
It's dirge-like.
She might as well be saying, I want to lick her clit.
That was alternate lyrics.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. It's just, she might as well say that.
This is another guilty pleasure of mine. People don't think it's funny. I don't care. But this is from The Mirror. Wanstead Park sex romp.
Hello.
Couple ignored horrified mum's pleas to stop and adopted new position. This is a headline in The Mirror.
Oh, my God. It's a great, great paper.
The pair were twice moved on by police after they refused to stop romping like, quote, a full-on porn movie in Wanstead Park.
Richard!
A woman who caught a young couple having wild sex in a park full of hundreds of people, including her 10-year-old son.
Oh!
Says it was the lewdest thing she had ever seen.
Oh,
it says they twice had to be separated by
police. Oh, my God. What is wrong?
Did they, like, throw water on them or shit?
Guys.
One witness said the pair were performing, quote, a full-on porn movie. While a local counselor...
a counselor.
Said the sounds of sex were audible from a distance.
Oh, God. There's nobody funnier than the British when they're...
Oh, they're outraged. Joe Brooks, 40, was walking her dog through the popular park with her young son when she spotted the couple on one of the benches. At first I thought, surely they aren't doing what I think they're doing.
Shelley?
Then as I got closer, I could see the girl was lying back on the bench and the man had his trousers around his ankles. It was wild sex.
Sounds like Shelley and whoever might be.
Then listen to this. My dog was pulling us towards the bench. He's a British bulldog, so I couldn't just walk the other way.
This dog is enormous and obviously unruly as fuck.
Once Melvin gets a whiff of the vagina, there's no pulling him away.
The Melvin! Melvin!
As the mom of two got closer, listen to this.
Oh my God.
I was pulled by the dog.
So dramatic.
She said, I just started yelling, shouting, stop, what do you think you're doing? It says the couple completely ignored her pleas and just adopted another sex position.
Adopted?
Before continuing their outrageous antics.
Oh man.
She said, they just looked at me like, what are you going to do? It was disgusting. I couldn't believe it. It was the lewdest thing I've ever seen in public. There were children around.
No.
The park was absolutely packed. People everywhere. The couple started putting their clothes back on. Apparently they'd finished.
Right. You know,
when two cops showed up, they didn't arrest them.
Bulbies.
She said the cops were reaction was like, oh yeah, we moved them on before.
Well, I mean, what are they going to do? Tase them?
She said, at what point does it become legal to have full on sex in front of children in a public park?
Well, I would think it's not legal. I mean, you know, it's isn't there, don't they have indecent exposure laws over there in England, or are they just right. kind of loosey goosey?
People can have a laugh about it, but they didn't have to sit down with my 10-year-old boy and explain what they're up to. Your 10-year-old boy should kind of know what's going on by
right.
10.
And I will indeed have many laughs about it. Thank you.
He was very embarrassed and found it awkward.
So
well,
what?
That we agree. They're assholes. So they shouldn't be fucking in
right,
public.
Right. I'm sorry, your precious child was
right. Fucking. I mean, he'll be okay. Trust me. Your kid will.
Yeah.
Now, what's going to fuck the kid up more is your ninny reaction to this.
Right.
And you're lying about the dog dragging you closer to the people fucking.
Well, she might not be, dude. I mean, have you seen
these dogs? English bulldog. They're quite strong.
They are very strong with a low center of gravity. She probably doesn't have any control over
what,
this
and
what, fucking...
they're cum-seeking now all of a sudden?
No. I mean, sometimes a dog will just, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying it's not out of the realm of the possibilities that at times she loses control of this enormous dog.
One of the counselors tweeted, Metropolitan Police have had to break up a couple in flagrante.
Yes.
In the middle of George Green just now.
This was an episode of Keeping Up Appearances, was it not?
It was.
Richard!
It was. So there you go. A little bit of some high crime going on.
Hilarious.
Across the pond, ladies and gentlemen. That's about it for this week of Crab Diving.
What up?
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for joining us here. We're here from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. every goddamn weekday for you guys. Pacific time, live.
Yes.
And you can listen to us as a podcast on iTunes, on Stitcher, or crabdiving.com.
And so say we all.
The best way to follow us on all of our social media portals is to go to crabdiving.com and go over to the left. There's a bunch of blue buttons. Tickle them, love them.
Yay.
And go and spread the crabs, ladies and germs. If you're going to buy shit, buy it from Amazon. crabdiving.com/Amazon will take you there, and anything you buy, we get a little nibble and a taste. It helps us out.
Go on Amazon, buy something for At Vile Experience's birthday, for God's sakes.
Don't forget, Ryan Pfeiffer will be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Follow his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Also Vile, leave him a birthday message on Twitter.
Leave me a birthday. I pressed the wrong button. Don't forget, everything and everything is at CrabDiving.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
DTFN.
Keep listening to Crab Diving.
Oh, I'm fucking up so badly here.
Are we
Hold
still
on one
on?
Second. We're still on.
Oh, okay.
Just a second, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy
Friday.
Our
it's Friday.
There we go. Bye bye.
Listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.